everything your hearth desires. Gas logs, fireplace doors, fireplace screens, fireplace tools, fireplace grates, and every fireplace accessory. Over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free gas logs are on display now. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Carolina and all the ships at sea. How are you today, producer Ramona?
I'm good.
I was wondering whether you were alive.
I had to push the button.
Okay. It's a little methodical on a Friday. Okay. let me thank Sean, who was kind enough to bring me some toffee. Thank you, Sean. I haven't tried that yet, but I love toffee. Thank you, Sean. Very, very kind of you. And I understand, Ramona, that I don't know if I'm really can say what Sean picked up, because it might be a gift.
Don't say.
Yeah, but Sean loved what he picked up. I can just say that.
Yes, he did.
You can't say any more than that. But I mean, loved it, and that's a good thing. We have lots to get to on today's abbreviated edition of Road Rage. So if you want to speak to me, you got to be in before 6, because 6 will make way for Clemson basketball, Clemson, West Virginia. I'll tell you everything you need to know about West Virginia later, what their strengths and weaknesses are, who does what for them, and we'll talk specifically about that. I posed a couple of questions. I'm not even on my Twitter feed yet. But I posed a couple of questions. What is this? On Twitter. And we also have poll questions, Ramona. I'll tell you what. Why don't you reset the poll questions?
Oh.
And you can go to the website.
Oh,
and
I see.
And participate.
While you are doing what you need to do.
I'm trying to get into my Twitter feed.
I'm supposed to already have my stuff up. Because don't have your stuff up.
Hey, I just got in here. You know?
I thought you've been sitting in there talking for 5 minutes.
No, that's not how it works.
That's how I see it.
That's 100% false. All false. That's just none of that is true. Let's see if Twitter lets me in this time. They didn't like my last effort at my password. Okay. All right. So they let me in this time. All right. So here is where is it? Okay, now I can't find any of it. Unbelievable. Very helpful, very helpful. Let me try it this way. You know, I saw this from Lane Kiffin today, by the way. This just popped up. And I don't know whether I'm interpreting this wrong. Let me see what people said here. Right. This is what I saw Lane Kiffin. Here's what we have, Ramona. I have an Ole Miss fan who wrote this. He wrote, Lane Kiffin is a hoe we tried to turn into a wife.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Very appreciative. Very appreciative. The Ole Miss fans were piling on this notion. He wrote, Lane Kiffin is a hoe we tried to turn into a wife.
So they just want to get rid of him?
They don't like the fact that Kiffin is having these flirtations with other schools. So this guy wrote guy wrote this 2 days ago, and Ole Miss fans piled on this, rubber stamping this. Lane Kiffin posted this today, day 228.
He responded?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
No, day 228. He posted this 7 hours ago. I think that we now know where Lane Kiffin is going, Ramona, if I'm interpreting this correctly.
Okay.
Again, this is from the book. Listen. How do you figure out what you really want? You imagine a life that would be too good to be true. Then you take note of the elements, the themes. Are you surrounded by others? Are you quiet? Are you hopeful or healing or resting? Are you adventuring? Are you in your wild? Are you creating? Are you more unique? The picture does not have to come fully into fruition for you to understand that its pieces are directing you to the most honest aspects of yourself. Make a map of that life and live it now. Live it here. Ramona has no clue.
Okay. I was sitting here thinking that's a good idea. Where would I be?
I'll tell you what. Let's skip all of it except for the last three words.
Okay, say the last three
because
words.
Because the last three words say.
It got flowery and
yes,
I just lost
the last
it.
Three words say, live it here.
Is that like he's staying?
That's how I interpret it.
That's kind of like how your feet, where your feet
yes,
are.
Thing? Yes, yes. Dabo's line. Yes, I think live it here is Lane Kiffin saying he's returning to Ole Miss, which I sort of thought would be the case all along. So if Lane Kiffin's returning to Ole Miss, hey.
Now they're calling him a hoe.
Well, they were 2 days ago. Now they'll probably be deleting that they're probably going to need some guidance in how to interpret this. I already know they do because they started citing other pages of this less important to this outcome. But my way of reading that is that Lane Kiffin is returning to Ole Miss, and that means that Florida and LSU better really get busy.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's been
waiting on Lane.
Firing coaches and everything, and like you say, they don't know who to get. They don't have anybody who to get.
Right. And we were all and these two jobs specifically were waiting on Lane Kiffin.
Right.
It was Lane. There were three schools LeBrunny's at and the two others that it was, where is Lane Kiffin going to land?
Right. Okay?
And those other two schools appeared to have been banking heavily on Lane Kiffin. Well, if I'm interpreting what he posted correctly, then they better stop banking on that because it sounds like he's not going anywhere. It sounds like he's staying in Ole Miss, which I think is exactly what he ought to do. I think that may be the first really smart decision of his life if that's what he's doing. That would be my expectation. We shall see. Why can't I still find what I'm looking for here? Here it is. Here's one. I put a set of thought for the day, all right? And I don't know how people interpret what we're seeing in the NFL right now. I love the NFL, okay? Love football, love the NFL. That's the highest level of the game. I don't like what I'm seeing now, right? What I'm seeing now is really absolute garbage. These teams all suck. These teams wouldn't be any real team, even from the recent past. They're all terrible. None of them are any good. They wanted parity. Well, they have it. They have a league where nobody stands out. I mean, are we actually talking about like teams like this New England Patriots team and the Denver Broncos as elite teams? If we are, how far have we fallen that those are the elite teams? This is what the NFL wanted, though. They wanted a socialistic state. So this is just a thought to consider, all right? I wrote this, Ramona. I wrote, thought for the day. The NFL has achieved football socialism, and just as in the real words, and just as in the real world, socialism has failed everywhere it's been instituted. I watch the NFL religiously. This product sucks. Is this what they actually wanted? A league where nobody's any good? Major League Baseball is the land of the haves and have-nots. We all say we hate it because the big money teams like the Dodgers dominate play, but at least we have teams that play the game at a high level and we have evil empires to hate. Forget whether you like football more than baseball. From a neutrality standpoint, which is better, worse, and why? See, I don't think there's an answer. I mean, I think, you know, we see the issues with Major League Baseball. We do. But we were granted a World Series. I get some people just don't care for baseball. We like football more than baseball. That's the reality of it. Baseball is not America's pastime anymore. In some senses, it's America's past tense. But it's not. We don't care for it the way that we care for football. And we complain. We complain about, you know, the small market teams, the haves and have-nots, the Dodgers, the Blue Jays, who are both among the top five highest payrolls in Major League Baseball. But one thing they gave us an amazing ending between two ridiculously good baseball teams, and the level of play was insane. It was just absolutely incredible. Are we going to get that in the Super Bowl this year? I don't think so. We're going to get some crap fest between two teams that neither one of them belong there. That's what we're going to get. So which is actually better? I honestly don't know. I'm watching the NFL right now. I mean, I watched the Buffalo Bills last night. What a horror show. I suggested that Josh Allen sue his franchise for lack of support. You have the greatest player of this period in NFL history, the post-Brady period. You have the greatest player in the post-Brady period, and he plays on a team that is just flat-out garbage. They can't stop the run. Their offensive line is a sieve. I mean, look, I know that Houston defensive line is good and that they don't need to commit extra bodies to the rush, but that thing last night is a friggin' joke. I mean, Josh Allen, who's mobile and strong, got sacked eight times. And almost all of those were in the second half. And they basically got down to every play. I mean, it was so bad, the Buffalo Bills had to pull right tackle Spencer Brown because he couldn't block his friggin' grandmother. They pulled Spencer Brown in that last drive because he was being beaten on every single play, which, by the way, I had been writing all game. I don't think you needed to wait till 4 minutes. I think you could have shot him on sight and dragged him off the field. I mean, it was just an absolute horror show. You know, I said yesterday, Ramona, on air, over 80% of the money was going on Buffalo at -5.5, and I said, I don't think so. I said yesterday on air, I said, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't take Buffalo. I don't trust him. I don't trust him. 5.5 is still a lot in National Football League game. In any case, Houston won the game, and Buffalo loses again, and it just looks awful. And look at the teams with the elite quarterbacks right now, the allegedly elite quarterbacks. Look at them. You got Lamar, you got Josh, you got Patrick Mahomes. I mean, they all suck. All those teams suck. They're all awful. This is what we wanted. I mean, we may have a Philadelphia Eagle team make a Super Bowl again. We have a quarterback who can't throw a forward pass. I mean, it's like we're playing in 1970 or something. I'm just not sure what we're watching. I mean, I would say this. At this point, I think we're guaranteed that in Major League Baseball, at the very least, we had two super teams at the end. Those two teams were elite. They were really, really good. Okay, maybe they're bought and paid for. That doesn't seem to bother us in college football. They were elite. We are virtually guaranteed that this year's Super Bowl is going to be played between two teams that suck, that are not elite in any way, shape, or form. You know, I was talking to Kwok about this, and I asked him if he saw that, and we were talking about it during the break, and he said, yeah, the Eagles are unwatchable. Yeah, I mean, completely unwatchable. Their defense is great, and their offense is hideous, and they all hate each other. They all hate each other, and their coach is a moron. Yeah. And yet the Eagles turned two of the other contenders into pumpkins the last couple of weeks in Green Bay and Detroit. I mean, are the Rams pretty good? I think so. Is Seattle pretty good? I think so. I think your Super Bowl winner is coming out of the NFC. I think there are four teams in the NFC. They're probably 10 points better than anybody in the AFC, but I don't think any of them are elite. We are not going to see great football in the Super Bowl. We're going to see somebody survive. That's what we're going to see. But it's not going to look good. It's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be played at a high level because there is no football being played at a high level in the National Football League. I'm sorry. So if this was the goal, well, you've achieved it. You've achieved a socialistic state in the National Football League where there basically is no quality play. None of these teams are any good. They're not. And they're hard to watch. I mean, look, we have all sorts of rules to protect the quarterbacks because they're the elite players in this game. All right? So we have all sorts of rules to protect all these $50 million, $60 million quarterbacks, which I understand. But here's the thing. None of their teams are protecting them. What we're watching is an absolute debacle. The Bills are fading to black. The Ravens have been in trouble from the start. Lamar was hurt. Mahomes has not been good. The Chiefs are 5-5. I mean, so we're left with what? Bo Nix and Daniel Jones and Jalen Hurts? I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know which is better. Right now, I'm leaning towards Major League Baseball. Because again, even though you can say that Major League Baseball and not having a cap drowns out a lot of the small market teams, it might, but the teams that are playing the game and the teams that are spending the money, they actually have created powerful elite teams. And like I said, there are people saying that the Dodgers Blue Jays series is the greatest World Series in the history of the game. And whether you agree with that or not, you can certainly make the case that it was. The level of play was insane. It just was. It was incredible. And we are definitely not getting that in the Super Bowl this year. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
From tailgate to touchdown, South Stage is here to ensure your financial game plan leads you to victory. With cutting-edge digital tools like contactless payment, digital wallet, and more, your financial plays become seamless and convenient. As your trusted banking partner, South State is committed to supporting you every step of the way, providing expert guidance and dedicated assistance on your financial journey. This is Banking Forward, South State Bank, member FDIC.
RaceHomeCo.com is the place. Plumbing, heat, and air with a friendly face. Electrical, too, they've got your back. Ace Plumbing, Electrical, and HVAC.
When friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game, everything has to be right. So when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold, white, and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
For Christmas, treat her to a special day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's best spa 13 years in a row. The Lilia Day Spa staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one-day or many holiday packages. Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Christmas and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa 13 years in a row.
What if you didn't have to replace your mattress every 5 to 10 years? We developed a patented mattress called the Duo, the way every mattress should be made. And the best part, we're running our biggest sale of the year where you can get the Duo for 30% off. This sale runs until December 7th. Visit engineeredsleep.com or come by our showroom at 333 North Pleasantburg Drive. Stop waking up worse and start waking up better with Engineered Sleep.
At Ingles, we know that Thanksgiving is the ultimate event for the foodies in your life. And we have all the fixings and trimmings for a totally tasty turkey day. From fresh, local produce, to the best meat in town, to ready-made deliciousness from the Ingles Deli, we have what you need to feed the whole family. So, from those afternoon appetizers to that midnight turkey sandwich, we got Thanksgiving covered. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Harrison's is the home of work, Western, and wow! For nearly 30 years, our family has been boots on the ground when it comes to work. The key to our success is great partners like Ariat. We have the largest selection of Ariat in the Carolinas. Need comfortable work boots? Can't go wrong with Ariat. Want to show out at the rodeo? Can't go wrong with Ariat. Looking to wow on date night? Yep, Ariat. Work staples, Western favorites, and casual style to wow any crowd. Shop Ariat at Harrison's in Malden and Spartanburg or online at harrisonsusa.com.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Got a crowd to feed? Big game watch party? Office lunch, Mellow Mushroom Clemson caters any event, big or small. From stone baked pizzas to wings, salads, hoagies, and more. With gluten-free and vegan options, we have everyone covered. Call ahead or order online. Delivery available at MellowMushroom.com or swing by 1007 Tiger Boulevard and let us bring the flavor. Mellow Mushroom Clemson. Pizza, beer, and vibes that make every event unforgettable. Mellow Mushroom Clemson.
Hartwell Village is your one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca. With 15-plus retail and dining locations, including Buff City Soap, Rackroom Shoes, Marshalls, Petco, Five Below, Uptown Cheapskate, and Ulta. Dine with friends at Tipsy Taco, Iso Iso Ramen and Boba, Five Guys, Longhorn, or Chipotle. And after a day full of fun, refuel before you hit the road at 7-Eleven. Hartwell Village wishes Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic football season. Go Tigers!
Your fantasy roster is set. The smack talk is heating up, and this season, ESPN Bet is giving you more ways to ride with your squad. Introducing the ESPN Bet Fan Center, where you can instantly link and bet on your fantasy teams right in the ESPN Bet app. An enhanced sports betting experience only from ESPN Bet, the sports book for sports fans. Download the app and link your ESPN Bet and ESPN accounts to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/play.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your home for the Upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are The Roar. Part of the ESPN family.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Motown Friday on Road Rage. Texas says if everyone's equal and it makes for no drama, any team can win any game and I'm never surprised. And I said, right. And the quality of play is just awful. I mean, it's just really bad. Brooke the mail lady, Ramona, wrote, see, y'all make fun of me for being mean, but now y'all know why I got to be mean because of people getting arrested on my route. from
yesterday. Yeah, see? Yeah.
Well, no. Yeah. No, because I think it's like birds of a feather. And beyond that, Wimrona, we don't specifically know that Brooke wasn't one of the people arrested.
She said not me.
Did she really?
Yes, yeah, she Are said that sure? in the text. Okay. One of them wasn't me. Okay. That's what she
okay.
said.
Okay.
Are you trying to say that she might get in fights on her route?
Well, I mean, you know, she seems a little on edge. You know, she seems a little on edge. Dexter said, I think players in the MLB work hard and play hard because most had a long, hard road to get there. A lot of highly paid NFL players have been coddled since they were teenagers and pout when things don't go their way. Yeah, look, I don't know about that element. I can't. You know, that's almost like a different conversation. All I want to know is, from a position of neutrality, in other words, like if you're an NFL fan, you hate baseball, then either don't answer or try and answer from a position of neutrality. What I'm saying is, I see problems with both elements right now, in both of those pro sports. I see the obvious elements of not having a cap and not forcing teams to spend money in Major League Baseball. And we have these franchises like, you know, Pittsburgh and Cincinnati that wasn't by I didn't pick those necessarily because of John Hight and William Quackenbush.
Are you sure?
You know, I didn't. But I mean, those franchises were once very proud franchises and they have great fans. But and so that's unfortunate. And there's no doubt that, you know, the teams we saw at the end of the rainbow, the Dodgers and the Toronto Blue Jays, were a high payroll teams. The Dodgers were first. The Blue Jays, I believe, were fifth. Or maybe they were third. They were top five, too. But again, we had evil empires to root against, which I think helps the rooting interest. And at the end, we had a great series. Whether you like baseball, whether you like those teams, we had an incredible series, if people watched it. From a football standpoint, you know, look, the Super Bowl is an event, so people are going to watch that regardless. And it's a one-time thing, you know. It's a three-hour game. It's not a seven-game series. So there's that element of it. But all I know is I'm watching the NFL right now, and it sucks. I mean, what I watched last night was a disgrace. I mean, the people in Houston might be happy, but, I mean, what on earth was that, Buffalo? You know, again, I said Allen should sue his own team for a lack of support. It's just the NFL right now is really hard to watch. These teams all suck. I mean, we're to the point where the two best teams in the AFC are the Patriots and the Denver Broncos? Are you friggin' kidding? I mean, that's where we are. Okay, don't tell me that's working then. Okay, because look, I know those two teams are like 9-2, whatever. And one of them may well go to the Super Bowl. But they're not super. Let's be honest. Neither of those teams is anything close to elite. They're just not. And I don't think either one of them is winning a Super Bowl. But you look around the NFL right now and you say, okay, who's good? It's a default position. There's nobody who's any good. I mean, look, it's fun to watch the Eagles' defense. Watching their offense is like being waterboarded. I want to poke pencils in my eyes watching their offense. It's just atrocious. Plus, they're always being at each other. You know, Brown will never shut up. What about the rest of it? I mean, Seattle looks like a nice team. Do we trust Sam Darnold when it matters? I don't. I mean, I trust him in the regular season, but I don't think I trust him in the playoffs. Man, I don't know. I don't know which is better. I think that they're both bad for different reasons. I think they're both bad for different reasons. I don't know. That's where I am on it. Texted, I think the Rams win the Super Bowl this year. Look, I might agree with that right now. I think the Rams seem to have more of what it takes at this moment. I still think the Lions are really talented, but I don't know. Mark and Joe. Mark, how are you, Mark? Good to have you.
Well, thanks for getting me in. Well,
absolutely, Mark.
I'm a regular listener. Really, really enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Just love it when you be off on something like at 183 degree coffee. But like one thing I wanted to ask is, have you ever done any sports casting? I think your passion for sports would just really translate well over a live microphone. Just curious about that.
Yeah, Mark, you know what? I really appreciate that. But the answer is no, because in 5 minutes, they'd have to fire me because of the things I said on air. because I would not have a shutoff switch. I just wouldn't. That'd be the problem. Yeah, I think I could bring energy and I think I can bring knowledge to it. But I'm also going to tell the truth and I'm not going to be told what I can and can't say and that kind of thing. And so it just wouldn't work.
The analysis part of your brain, you can't shut that off.
Right. And I don't think they're going to like hearing that this dude sucks out loud. That dude sucks out loud. God, this is friggin' horrible. I want to poke pencils in my eyes. I want to Van Gogh my ears.
Yeah. You had me laughing my head off about the pencils. I was thinking, now, if you were an ESPN sports guy, I would put you as a combination of Chris Berman and Stephen A.
Yeah, but I'm not sure those two guys have a whole brain between them. I'm not sure. But yeah.
Well, I want to ask you one other question. As I've been surveying the top 25 of college football this season, it's occurred to me that it feels like more teams have gone up and down and up and down the scale and out of the top 25. And are there any statistics on that? Do you feel like the whole thing is just 52 cards up in the air this year?
I do. I think it's almost impossible to predict and project that the things that should have been projectable haven't been, with rare exception. And I actually think that it's going to continue, because I think what's happened is NIL and the transfer portal have so dramatically changed and even the playing field that they have made it virtually impossible to predict. And now the wealth has been spread out. The coaches are spread out. So, you know, we're seeing the rise of programs that, I mean, Texas Tech is now like a one-year wonder. They come from nowhere, and they might win the national championship. And what's really amazing is, you know, look, they at one point under Mike Leach rose to number two in the country, and it was, they won 11 games, and it was because of Mike Leach's offensive genius. But it wasn't because they could get great defensive talent to the school. You have a Texas Tech team that's the best defense in America, period. They're the best, most unblockable defense in America. How did they get it? They bought it. They went out and, you know, old time. Look, I've come to realize, Mark, that the SMU ponies and Eric Dickerson and all that stuff, they were ahead of their time. You know, they gave them the death penalty. And what we're seeing, and Texas Tech just did the same things SMU did, but they did it legally now in the year 2025.
You know, I've heard people say that sports imitate society, and I think part of the erratic play of college sports is attributable not only to the NIL and how it fragments teams into two different groups in every locker room, but there's also this generation. I see a lot of teachers in my business, and I ask about the students and how different it's become over the last 25 years. And so they've got these AB students on the bell curve, this big spike over here, and then they've got this big spike of DF students, and it's never been like that for 25, 30 years. And the DF students could give a rip. Now, you don't think those guys would be playing football, but there's still sort of a lackadaisical attitude about some of these younger generations that I'm not sure applies well to the gridiron. What do you think?
And Mark, you've got another whole element too, and the element that we're learning more and more of by day is the gambling element, and I don't think that bodes well for athletics, period. I mean, we are we have reached a point of real danger and concern when the integrity of all these athletic events is now falling into question. That's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. And I don't think they have any way to cut it off. I mean, you have Charlie Baker, the president of the NCAA, and he has been begging the NCAA, saying, look, we got to get rid of, or he's been begging the gambling institution, saying, look, we have to get rid of these prop bets. Well, they're not going to do that. They're making tons of money on those prop bets, but that's the problem. You know, we have way more of an issue now, and it's because of those bets, because now players at every level can have their proxies bet on their numbers to go lower. And I think, you know, it's been suggested here by listeners, I think they're right. I think the only way you can ever do this is only allow them to select higher. But I don't know how you're going to do that because, again, this is being done by proxy. These players are not going and using their own name or anything. They're sending their friends and their girlfriends and people they know and telling them to bet on them tonight. Their number is 10 points, and I'm going to fake like I sprain my ankle 3 minutes in, and we'll make a ton of money. And, you know, and that's what's happening. And then they're using all sorts of excuses for why they're doing it. You have a player just came up the other day. His story is being published, and he's saying, well, I had a baby, and I had to support my baby. Oh, great. So you just cheat on your sport and your team and your university, and, you know, maybe you should have thought of that before you had the baby. Mark, I got to run. It was good speaking with you.
Thank you, Al.
Thank you, Mark. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge. Joe, I'm coming to you. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo hotel in Lake Hartwell, located on Highway 123, right across the lake from Clemson University. Pricing starts in the high 200s. Great as a vacation condo, investment property, or both. Save $40,000 with our condo sale. Act now to enjoy $20,000 off the price, another $20,000 in buyer incentives, like a rental subsidy or interest rate buy-down. We have studios available from $280,000, two bedrooms from $499, three bedrooms from $690. Lakeside Lodge Clemson's a unique concept, blends the ownership of a vacation condo, the amenities of a resort. The resort includes in-house bar and restaurant, traditions on the lake, pool and hot tub, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities. There's even a small-scale football field for families to enjoy, the Tua Field. Expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. Lakeside Lodge is a place where people who love Clemson can gather for game weekends, lazy days at the pool by the lake, a week-long vacation, or a friend's wedding celebration. Condo owners have the option of renting out their unit while they aren't using it, or with the case of most of the 2 and 3 bedroom units, owners can lock off portions of their condo so they can use part and still rent 1 or 2 of the bedrooms depending on the unit. Great for Clemson parents who want a nearby place to visit their college student. It's just awesome. You really need to go see it. But whether you go, whether you call, tell them I sent you. 888-786-3648. 888-786-3648. And of course, all the biggest names in Clemson football lore are a part of this project, and they're there. Joe in Virginia, I'm coming right to you.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically 2 coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
This holiday season, give big and get rewarded. Bring 3 or more cans of food to your local Upcountry Fiber office in November, and we'll upgrade you to the next internet speed free for 12 months. You'll help families in need while enjoying faster fiber all year long. It's our way of giving back to the community we call home. Upcountry Fiber, certified local, a stronger connection.
Residential only. Bring three or more non-perishable food items to our offices between November 1st and 30th to qualify. Check expiration dates. Expired food not accepted. Free speed boost for 12 months with upgrade. Regular rates apply after. No contract. Cancel anytime.
How can you make her holiday truly special? By giving some Christmas magic from Turner's Jewelers. The perfect necklace, earrings, or watch will make her season bright. Choose from a variety of breathtaking collections. Or melt her heart with a spectacular Turner's custom jewelry design. Of course, Santa could decide to leave a dazzling engagement ring under the tree. Your special holiday begins at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center.
Did you know when you buy your Christmas tree from the Clemson Sertoma Club, the proceeds help send a kid to summer camp? Beginning November 28th, buy your beautiful Fraser fir or Fraser fir wreath at Ace Hardware in Clemson at the intersection of Highway 76 and 123. Every purchase helps support children in need in our community, and that's what the holiday season is all about. Oh, and to make sure your holiday dollars stretch further, no price increases. Thank you for your support of the Clemson Sertoma Club, and happy holidays to you and yours.
Sending your student to Clemson? Why rent when you can invest? At Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus, you can own a brand new home starting in the mid-300s. Perfect for game day weekends, visits, or future rental income. Build from the ground up and personalize it, or move in now and lock in a low 3.99% year one rate on a quick move-in home. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Smart living, smarter investment.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
Introducing the new ESPN Fox One Bundle. Unlock all of ESPN and all of Fox One with one unbeatable price. Catch the biggest games, college football, NBA, NHL, and more on ESPN. Stream your faves, Big Noon Saturday, the World Series, and NASCAR on Fox One. All for just $39.99 a month. That's 20% off the ESPN Fox One Bundle. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Access content from each service separately. Savings compared to purchasing both plans separately. See stream.espn.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Michael from The War and Treaty. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. Only Novo Nordisk makes FDA-approved Ozempic. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5 milligram, 1 milligram, and 2 milligrams.
The Roar. The only media outlet where you won't need a two-step authentication to access.
It's going to be exciting.
The Roar, where every day's game day.
Walt up to the road rage. We are back. Let me tell you about my friends at Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap's been covering the upstate for four generations. They're the best. I mean, they've been doing roofs for 90 years. I mean, that just does not make any sense to me. I mean, 90 years. four generations. You know, the only way anyone ever stays in business for anywhere near that long is by being better than everybody else, by treating people right. Look, if you're a lowlife or a scammer, you're out of business in like 2 months. You can only fool people. The reason you stay in business 90 years is because you constantly do the right thing for people. Ramona, tell the people about Brian Gilstrap.
Brian is a good guy. I mean, he'll tell you the truth. He'll go up, he looks at your roof. You don't ever have to worry about whether he's going up there and adding stuff or anything like that. You know that if he says you need this, you need this. And he'll tell you you don't need this if you don't need this. It's, you can trust him.
And Ramona really has a incredible respect for Brian Gilstrap and Gilstrap Roofing. She's every 10 years they come out and they save her, and they've been able to prevent her from having any real damage. Look, they're the best. They did Daredevil's house. Everybody in their neighborhood wanted them to do their roof after that, with good reason. And Daredevil called and talked about how exact they were and how they came out and vacuumed the nails up time and time again. They just it's just part of their standard process, even though there was nothing to vacuum the second and third time. That's just who they are and what they do. This is Gilstrap Roofing. See, this is why a roofer stays in business 90 years. It's because they're family owned and operated across four generations. They've been serving the upstate of this state since 1935. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You notice nobody else claims that. Fully licensed, bonded, insured, full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims. GAF Master Elite Certified gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Listen, it's Gilstrap Roofing. Call them. Tell them I sent you. 864-269-1232. 864-269-1232. Visit them online, gilstrapproofing.com, gilstrapproofing.com. And oh, by the way, just another of our advertisers who contributes heavily to the Tigers for Tatas campaign. Joe in Virginia. Joe, how are you, Joe?
How's it going, Mark?
Good, you know, Joe. Good to have you.
I've been a terrible listener. I haven't heard any of your show this week. I've been still, I guess, you know, on the sports couch, depressed, you know, from Saturday. I was reading through the local news up here, by the way. You know, it's being Friday, some little levity. There was a, you know, how they record police calls and stuff. There was a police cruiser being headbutted by a goat, and it wouldn't stop for 20 minutes, and they didn't know what to do with it because they had no idea where the goat came from. And he's like, this goat's doing it again.
Well, no offense, Joe, but maybe you could have used him for your offensive line, not the Gamecocks.
Yeah, no, I think we probably would need, like, maybe we could start all four.
Yeah.
You know, all four goats.
Yeah, four or five goats.
Instead of the turnstiles.
Yeah.
The turnstiles, but it doesn't matter if we're coached by Beamer, so, you know, he's never met a fourth quarter lead that he has not figured out how to lose, Walt.
Joe, you haven't warmed up at all. You're viewing it through the second half flunk lens as opposed to the we only lost by one to the third team and the number three team in the nation lens.
Oh, heck yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, was it 1-232 or whatever it is?
Yeah.
Beamer has explored the you know, the wild wilderness of just suck, and we just keep going down this route. You know, we're like Lewis and Clark, him and Shula. Although Shula died, he died in the crossing of like the Wilderness River, you know, or something, or what is it, Oregon Trail? Meadow dies of dysentery and stuff. I was going to talk about Virginia Tech a little bit. I have no idea what the criticism is. Like, I think it's a wonderful hire for them.
Awesome. Virginia Tech, best hire of the cycle.
Like, to me, it's the best hire, clearly, since Beamer, Frank Beamer.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy can coach. Yeah. Like, I don't get it, Walt. I don't, like, no offense to the ACC, but he's not going to be facing Ohio State and Michigan. He's not.
I want to read people something, if I can... if I can find it here, let me see. Because I was planning on talking about this anyway today. Where is it? Twitter is not cooperating with me today, Ramona. The things have moved too far back. I'll have to find it in a few minutes.
I mean, I just don't get it. Like he lost games to top 10 teams.
Right.
Again, I'm not trying to downplay the ACC, but like, how many top 10 teams are there in the ACC right now?
You know, look. You know? Let me tell you. Here's what I wrote. I wrote this last night about the whole James Franklin thing. It's not what I'm looking to find, but I was going to read this anyway, because this is what happened, and you know, and this is the reality of what happened. I was actually arguing with a couple of Penn State idiots last night, who think that Penn State did the right thing. Okay, so this is what I wrote. I wrote, Ohio State didn't have a quarterback ready to lead them to a national championship last season, so they brought in Will Howard. And he played the best football of his life in the college football playoff. Penn State didn't bring in Will Howard. They stayed with Drew Aller. Sorry. Swap Aller and Howard. Penn State whips Notre Dame and beats Ohio State to win the national championship. Sometimes it's really that simple. FYI, Ohio State didn't know what they had in Howard until the playoff. He didn't play well during the regular season. I challenge anybody to go back and watch the film of the national semifinal game and tell me that Franklin lost that game. You'll find key throws by Aller that he dirted unintentionally, easy throws on well-designed play calls. One more chance late, and Aller throws an interception to end the game on a ball he was actually trying to dirt. Quarterbacks kill coaches, and they make coaches. Day and Franklin were both wrongly considered losers by some. Let's remember, everybody wanted to fire Ryan Day after the Michigan game last year, and they were saying the same thing about Day that they're saying about Franklin now. They said he couldn't win a national championship, but they were wrong. He could, and he did, and he may win another. And I'm sorry, if you get to the national semifinal and you don't make any coaching errors and your quarterback misses wide open throws in a game that you still are in a tie and have a chance to win at the end, and that's not coaching, and that means you are good enough to win a national championship, and he is, and losing to the two national championship teams, the last two in close games, is not an indictment.
You know, and they said the same thing about John Madden over and over. He couldn't win the big one. Well, he did win the big one, but John Madden said, well, you got to play in the game to win the big one, and I've gotten to the game. And, again, it's not a disrespect to the ACC. I think Miami's a good program. I think, you know, Clemson obviously will rebound. But I think Virginia Tech has some leeway. If they went 11-1, right, didn't win the ACC, they're still in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They're still in the playoffs. Yeah. And these people have been starving for it, but – you know, I'll leave you with this. Well, we'll win tomorrow and whatever happens next week. I still wanted to know one question about college football. You said something the other week, and I'm trying to figure it out. Why don't you like North Texas? Is there something about that? I mean, I think they're doing a good job down there. Number one scoring offense in America. Maybe I misunderstood you.
Yeah, I don't even know what you're talking about. So, yeah, you must have misunderstood me. What do you mean I don't like North Texas?
I thought you said that a few weeks ago.
I never heard it.
I was like, so you're okay? You know, you like them as far as, like, offensive scheme and everything?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they beat South Florida on a neutral field. They didn't beat South Florida at home. South Florida ran them off their own field. But I never said I don't like North Texas. I mean, I'm lobbying for Clemson to consider Mestemaker as one of their possible quarterbacks.
If Beamer actually did his homework and picked up the OC at North Texas, would that be a good hire?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's an innovative offense. They put a lot of pressure on defense. They spread you out. They make you defend every yard. Yep.
All right, appreciate it, Walt.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe. Good talking to you. Let me tell you about Underdog. Football season's in full swing, and Underdog's the best place to get in on all the action. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick with your favorite players. We'll go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. And let me tell you something else. You know, football season's not going to be around long, so you want to be in on Underdog football right now. And I look, you can mix and match too. This isn't like you just have to take one thing. You know, I mentioned this the other day. Like on Friday night into Saturday, I made an 8-player play, and I think three or four were in the NBA, and I think all the others were in college football. And but you can mix and match. You don't have to. You don't have to just take one thing. You can combine them. You can play live in-game action, which I love. And again, I came so close to winning $6,200 on a $50 bet, a $50 play. Oh, so close to winning $6,200 on a $50 play with a boost, which is just absolutely incredible. It's Underdog. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code Road Rage to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code Road Rage, all capital letters, one word. Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus. Present South Carolina. Terms apply. See SS.NFSC.com/web/blank. Get terms underscore DFS underscore HTML for details. Consider the play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.ncpgambler.com.
WCCP-FM 105.5. Clemson. Greenville Anderson. WAHT AM 1560. Cowpens. 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
Buying health insurance for the first time? Don't put all your info online. The scammers won't stop. But don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
Let your basement become a wet and moldy nightmare? It's a valuable space in your home and it should be treated that way. We understand that a dry basement is a healthy basement. Our experts have the technology to keep your basement dry and mold free. All of our services come with a transferable warranty and the financing is available. Call Canty today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantyconfixit.com.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to 50%.